This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening.
It is an absolute disastrous mess. Never seen anything like this in my life.
The mayor of Philadelphia, Michael Nutter, describing the scene at that Amtrak rail disaster in the Port Richmond area. At least 7 dead, scores are injured after Amtrak train 188 derailed while going around a curve. The why of this accident is being pieced together by many agencies, including Amtrak itself.
A thorough investigation will take place from this incident, led by the NTSB, and Amtrak will do everything in its power to assist in that investigation and has brought every resource in the company's ability to support that effort.
That's Amtrak's board chairman, Anthony Coscia. The Northeast Regional, carrying 238 passengers, was traveling from Washington, D.C. to New York. It derailed on a particular curve just north of a residential sector of Philadelphia.
We're looking at the track, the train signals, the operation of the train, the mechanical condition of the train, human performance. We are setting up a multidisciplinary investigation to try and understand the factors that led to this accident.
That's Robert Sumwalt, a board member of the National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, at a news conference earlier today. Joining me now with more is Tom McDonald, news reporter for WHYY in Philadelphia. Tom, what's the scene like?
Well, they still consider this a recovery and rescue mission. The problem with it is a lot of people scattered to the wind after this. Not everybody checked in. And as you know, if you've ever ridden the train, sometimes you miss your train. So they've got to track down every person that was on the passenger manifest and make sure they know where they are, what has happened to them, if they're in the hospital or worse.
We've been talking with Tom McDonald from WHYY in Philadelphia all of today since this accident and its aftermath has been unfolding. And Tom, you described earlier this curve and how particular it is that it suddenly moves eastbound if you're traveling north on the train. And it is a relatively unusual area in an industrial part of North Philly. What are they looking at in that particular area?
Well, they're looking at a number of different things. They want to see what happened as the train took the curve. This train has a front-facing video camera, and they have recovered the black box. So the black box is on its way or is at Amtrak headquarters, which is in Delaware, not too far from here. They are taking all the data off that, and NTSB officials say they hope to have a lot more information soon, maybe even today.
We're not engineers. Is it possible that the train could have been at full speed? Was it far enough from 30th Street Station in Philadelphia to have made it to even close to top speed?
I would say that's highly doubtful. I grew up in this area. The train has to go across several bridges before it takes this curve, one probably within 2 football fields of the curve. So I doubt it was at full speed when it went into that curve.
And this has been a disruption in the Northeast Corridor. This is a busy passenger rail and freight rail corridor. What do you think the outlook is for the next few days?
Don't expect this to be back online anytime soon. They had to cut the catenary wires. They're the wires that supply power to the trains. The NTSB is going to want to take a look at everything that went on. And even at that point, they're still going to have to repair the track and the overhead wires. I would say this is several days, probably not before Monday.
The slow recovery, slow rebuilding and clearing effort as the train site of the disaster for Amtrak train 188 unfolds there in North Philadelphia. Tom McDonald, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tom McDonald is a news reporter for WHYY at the scene of the accident in Philadelphia.